The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never used wineskins before. Nor have I sewn pieces of cloth together, old or new or any type. But the imagery here in the gospel doesn't require hands-on experience to understand what's going on. The Old Testament must be done away with because it cannot adapt to Christ. In a more personal way, this passage means that our old way of living cannot coexist with Jesus Christ. It is not Christ who must adapt to us, but we must adapt and be molded to fit him. He is the fresh wine that will be poured into new wineskins, and by the mere fact of his existence, the wineskins will be transformed. Christ is also not a patch to be sewn into our old way of life, but instead, we must be wholly new garments. My brothers and sisters, being followers of Christ makes demands upon us, and we must be ready and willing to adapt to meet those demands. This can be difficult and even painful, kind of like breaking in a new pair of boots. But the good news is that Christ helps with this transformation. Christ helps us live out his gospel, the demands that he makes on us. All we have to do is ask.